From Luke 17, we read selected verses from the gospel lesson of a couple Sundays ago. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." I'd like you to listen to something.
Here's the pitch on the way, and it's way high and outside. Ball one. One ball in. No strikes, six out. Bell to be followed by Jesse Farfield, and then the third baseman, Kelly Gruber. The rainbow with the 1-0 pitch on the way. Way outside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes, and on the first...
Did you hear what happened? Yes, I know, the batter was named Bell, 6 foot two, 214 pounds, a right-handed hitter. And you heard that the two pitches thrown were high and wide, so the catcher, who was right-handed, had to move quickly up and to his right, perhaps reaching across his body to nab them. But did you hear what happened with most of the people there? There were thousands of people there, talking and eating and calling out. What were they saying? I don't know. They were just background noise. It could have been a very similar situation for Jesus in Luke 17. He was heading for Jerusalem, and the climax of his life's work. He was going to take center stage there in the removing from all mankind for all time of the crushing burden of sin and the eternal death that sins earn. How easily the cry of 10 sick men could have been so much background noise to the Savior, but it wasn't. Here were 10 sick men, 10 out of millions, separated from society, hardly playing an important role in the history of the world that Jesus came to save. Why, we don't know a single one of their names. And they are standing a long way off. But Jesus hears their cry of faith. And he hears it not as so much crowd noise on the radio, but he turns and looks and speaks to them. When Jesus hears, he also understands and answers. And as far away from Jesus as we may sometimes feel, when we cry to him, he hears us. If sickness overtakes, if we're plagued by troubles, or if we have only one trouble, if our pillow is wet with tears, when we cry to him, he hears. Though he may have missions to take care of on the other side of the world, missions involving thousands of people, when a child of God cries, he hears, and he answers. He told the 10 lepers to go show themselves to the priests. He could have healed them right there on the spot. He had done that before. But this time he tells them, without any visible sign of healing, to act as though they had been healed, to go to the health authorities and have it verified, as though he had taken care of everything. And he had. On their way, they were healed. When we are in some distress and our prayers rise to our Lord, sometimes his answer is immediate, visible healing. But sometimes he has us go on about our work as if he has taken care of everything already. And he has. On our way, we are healed. Either the distress is removed entirely, or we find it serving to bless us. We find strengthening. And then we will find that Jesus not only hears our prayers, but he also hears our praises. When one of the lepers, the foreigner, realized that he had been cleansed, he ran back and fell at Jesus' feet. No great distance this time. You can pray from a distance. You can approach to praise. And with a loud voice, he glorifies God at Jesus' feet. Now that he was healed, this man's voice could praise God louder than it had pleaded for mercy before. Before, they had to, 10 of them, call out together to get enough volume. And Jesus' answer to this one was an answer of pleasure. Rise and go, your faith has made you well. All is well, Jesus says, and at the same time reminds him that it was his faith that caused him to cry out to Jesus in the first place. And when Jesus had heard that cry of faith, it was faith that took Jesus at his word and set off for the priest. And it was faith that returned to give glory to God. And that shows all the more reason for praising God, doesn't it? Who gives the faith in the first place. That's why we sometimes add the word Amen to our prayers and to our praises. It's a word of faith. It says, of this I am confident. What a friend we have in Jesus who hears and answers our prayers and still delights to hear our poor praises. Amen. Then let us sing hymn 458, stanza 9. 458, stanza 9.